This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. 6 years after winning the prestigious Mercury Prize for his debut, Process, London-based singer, songwriter, and producer Sampha returned this past October with his sophomore album. But if Sampha was feeling any second album post-big award pressure, he certainly doesn't seem weighed down by it. The album, called Lahai, explores themes of fatherhood and self-discovery and breaking free from limitations. And it sounds like freedom, too. Sampha's voice, which has been heard on songs from Kendrick Lamar and Drake, floats and dips like a bird riding the unpredictable breezes of his synthesizers and drums. Coming up, Sampha joins me to talk about making the album, and you'll hear him perform songs, including one involving a drum circle that was captured live in the World Cafe studio. The session begins with a live performance of his song Only. This is Sampha, recorded for World Cafe.
Projectiles coming from the side, projectiles coming from my life. War's on when I close my eyes. La la la, his fingers in my ear. I was not trying to, I'm moving on, faith and faith. Desires crush me, I won't chase an end. From love, I would run like it's just a desert. That's why I keep my, even if I, why you need the wisdom to pick up when it take my body, call somebody. Take a mic and press record and speak the truth. Only, 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 only to you. Hey, only, 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 only. Yeah. I was chasing highs on diagonal. Started looking down like where the middle go. I've been on this grind like it's gonna break my fall. Careerism pothole like where my lovers go. Obedient. Blindly, I trust you and you know. I don't want to judge, but I need to save my soul. I question your priorities, isn't in this boat. Wired to a system, born into a code that has a way of keeping self-esteem on the low. Betting on myself, like how wide is this hole? Betting on myself, like how wide is this hole? You tell me it's the wrong choice, you tell me it's the wrong choice, but la la la, his fingers in my. I was not trying to, I'm moving on, faith and faith. Desires crush me, I would chase an end. From love I would run like it's just a disown me. Hey, only, 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 and you. Hey, only, 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 and you. Only, only, only. Only.
Recorded live for the World Cafe, that was Sampha with Only. It's from his new album, Lahai. My name is Raina Duras, and Sampha is my guest today. Sampha, welcome to the World Cafe.
Thanks for having me.
So glad to have you. You have a lot going on in the studio for these live performances. It sounds to me like you're having a lot of fun experimenting with the gear on this album. How big was experimentation for you when you were making this?
Yeah, it's really the genesis of the record, to be honest with you. Like the first inkling into me sort of feeling like I was onto something was via like me purchasing a synth. And as some producers might say, I was buying inspiration. You know, trial and error and error feedback and just, you know, experimentation are always like a vital part of my process.
Could you point to maybe a song on the album where there's a piece of gear that you got for this record that you really, really loved, something that was a lot of fun, where you adore the sound that you created or the vibe that you created with it?
There's a couple. I'd say maybe one I can talk about is Stereo Color Cloud. Basically, there's this company called Polyend, and they have this bit of music gear called Polyend Perk, which is basically this kind of solenoid, I guess a solenoid machine that can hit physical things, and you can send MIDI notes to it to do such. So, like, and you can hit things, anything, you know, anything, you put anything in front of it. If I wanted to play the door, play some keys, but I use the snare and a kick, so some more traditional sort of percussive instruments, and sort of came up with this drum break with a good friend slash collaborator with mine, Quake Bass. We sort of figured out this kind of little like rig, and so it's us sequencing these solenoids to make our own breaks, sort of jungle inspired breaks you can hear on Stereo Color Cloud, sort of came from that.
Let's listen to a bit of Stereo Color Cloud, the opening track from Sampha's album Lahai. This is World Cafe.
I see you mirror me, we are so late. Around each other, smiles. I think we found ourselves a sacred place, a space to dream out loud. Zeroing on your eyes, the safest place.
So that was a bit of the song Stereo Color Cloud from Lahai, the most recent album from Sampha, my guest today. I'm Raina Duras. It's World Cafe. You started working on this album in 2019, and then a whole bunch of really big stuff happened. You had a daughter. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And then the pandemic hit. Mm-hmm. But we're going to hear you perform the first song that you wrote for this album in a moment. It's called Spirit 2.0. And I was wondering if you could walk us through it. Where did this song begin? When we hear it, what were the bones of the song?
Yeah, so as I was saying before, like, I bought a synth. And I just came across this sound and these chords. And for whatever reason, they just spoke to me. It felt like a bit of like a bath, like it just transported me somehow to sort of quite a serene place.
Yeah.
I made it in my old flat. I was looking out a window. There were blue skies. I guess I could call them open skies. And even that kind of visual makes its way into the lyrics. But it kind of started there. And then I created this top line, which was kind of inspired by sort of West African music. And I was just enjoying it as such. And then I had some drums on there, but then I felt like I needed to reimagine them. I had like a sort of rough rhythm in my head that I wanted a live instrumentalist drummer to play. And Yusuf Days came in and just completely took my idea to another level. And that transformed the song once again. And then around the same time, I was sort of writing the lyrics and the melody and the sort of, I guess, the themes, you know, or the things I was talking about on other songs as well were starting to kind of crystallize.
We're going to come back and we'll talk some more about the album. But right now, let's listen live for the World Cafe. Here's Sampha with Spirit 2.0.
Thank you. lying in reflections. Moonlight hits your skin. Safe in conversation. You question where I've been. Bodies on this mattress. Yeah. Save me as it sinks. Yeah. Automatic self protection. Yeah. Like airbags in my limbs. Next thing I'm drifting into open sky. And I don't feel so scared. Time will catch you, flash will catch your eyes. Cause waves will catch you, light will catch you, love will catch you, spirit will catch you, yeah. Faith will catch you, friends will catch you, time will catch you, flash will catch your eyes. Traveling for healing. How far will I go? Yeah, yeah. Still wear that chain. You gave me an eagle made of gold. Next thing I'm drifting into open sky. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I ain't scared before, ain't scared before. Whoa, because waves will catch you, light will catch you, love will catch you, spirit will catch you, yeah. Faith will catch you, friends will catch you, time will catch you, flash will catch your eyes. Cause waves will catch you, light will catch you, love will catch you, spirit will catch you, yeah. Faith will catch you, friends will catch you, time will catch you, flash will catch your eyes. Like Jonathan Livingston, try catching causes on. I was caught by the winds of my. When you pick me up in your hit the country roads, and you fill me in with the stock tries tonight. Put your monk surf in my shut and dance, yo. Circling for the sun is out in it. Camera zoom with the find a bench week. Memories with the reconnect with the. Say camera zoom with my people. Say camera zoom with my. 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 Yeah. Say camera zoom with my. Say camera zoom with my. Say camera zoom with my. Yeah. Say camera zoom with my. Oh,
You are listening to The World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. My guest today is Sampha. You just heard him performing his song Spirit 2.0 from his album Lehigh. That was recorded live for The World Cafe. In that song, you refer to Jonathan Livingston Seagull, a novella by Richard Bach. There's also a song on the album called Jonathan L. Seagull. Now, one of your older brothers, I know, used to read that story to you when you were a kid. It's about a seagull, but it's about much more than a seagull. It's about, you know, breaking free from limits and about transcendence. Why did that story capture your imagination while you were working on this album?
You know what? It came up in a freestyle initially, like just like Jonathan Livingston Seagull, try to catch the clouds as I free fall, which is like a lyric I say in Spirit. And I think it was also like I was, you know, thinking about bedtime stories around that time. And I just started like reading stories, even though my daughter was really young. And I was thinking about how my brother used to read me stories and how sweet he was for doing that. And so I went back and I sort of read it retrospectively. And a lot of the themes of the book kind of spoke to questions I had presently, questions of spirituality and also of, you know, yeah, limits of pushing things, of boundaries, of the unknown. So, yeah, and also I was talking a lot about, you know, in other songs I was making at the time, flying. Mm-hmm. I had this kind of thing about bird's eye view, being able to see in front, behind, up, down, just to give yourself, your life, a bit of context. Maybe because at the time as well I was feeling slightly numb. Maybe at time, you know, life's getting a bit too much and I felt like I needed a spiritual practice or something to kind of ground me.
Yeah. Well, let's go back to some of the influences that you took in early on. Your older brothers and your dad introduced you to a lot of music. What were you hearing at home growing up?
Yeah, so I got four older brothers, a mother and a father. I'm the youngest of five boys. So I was very lucky. I felt like I was at the bottom of the soil and the world is just carrying all the nutrition to me. And I was listening to Jungle, Tracy Chapman, Minnie Riperton, Congolese music, classical music, James Brown, could have been The Clash, The Strokes, just so much music going on, like, and you know, like very sort of, I think I was open to it as well.
Well, if we go a little bit further back, I mean, the name of the album, Lehigh, is your middle name, and it was also your grandfather's name. So yeah. The connection to your Sierra Leone heritage is there, but musically, how do you connect to your lineage?
You know, like names, especially in like West Africa, they held so much value, and they have a story and they have a history to them. The reason I used the name Lehigh was, well, for conceptual reasons, really, like this idea of tradition connecting to both the past and the future, and obviously it being my middle name, it was also the personal nature of the record as well. It just felt kind of right. And you know, thinking about as well the sort of West African influences in the music, which are not always obvious on a surface level, but kind of deeply rooted in the music I make. And also becoming a father, thinking about sort of lineage, continuations, being part of a continuum, the importance of knowing where you came from.
There are songs on Duel that you wrote for your late father. On Process, your debut full-length album 6 years ago, you were dealing with the death of your mother. And a few years ago, around the time you began writing Lehigh, you became a father for the first time. There's a song on Lehigh that I really love. It's called Evidence, where it sounds like you're singing about your daughter, and I want to play a clip from it.
Imminence, that there's the feeling. Wake in the morning and I stare at you, dreaming. So new to this, making me believe.
So that's a bit of Evidence from Sampha's new album, Lehigh. There's that line in there where you sing, wake in the morning and I stare at you dreaming, little one so new to things, making me believe in things. And You know, so much of this album feels revelatory. And I'm wondering, what is something that you believe in now that you're a dad that you didn't before?
That I'll be able to be a dad, I guess. Be a parent. It illuminated a lot about kind of, I guess, love and what that entails. Like this idea of love and unconditional love and it being a conscious effort. As well as it's not all just like suddenly you have a daughter and then hey presto, unconditional love, da da da. You know, like love is really hard. You have to work through things and it's difficult and it's not perfect. And as I said before, it feels like continual practice. I had to reassess myself, my level of patience, questioning my own understandings of social conventions and, you know, in respect to, like, you know, having a daughter who's breaking them all. And you're realising, like, you're not meant to do that. Actually, why are you not meant to do that? Maybe that's okay. Also recognising, you know, that sense of empathy, recognising someone's in a completely different space to you. Logically, the world is a different place and, you know, having enough love to take a deep breath and really sort of try and embody what they're going through and just learning about, you know, what it means to not put conditions on love.
Yeah. My guest today on World Cafe is Sampha. One of the songs that you're performing live for us today is called Without. It's an older one. It's from your debut EP Duel from 2013. Why did you choose to revisit Without for us today live?
It's a song that I love, like, I just found, like, an interesting way to play it. I've been playing it for a while. I played it, like, on my first record cycle. But, yeah, it just gives us a chance to all play the drums together. It's a lot of fun. It's probably the most fun I have playing live, I think, is when we get together around that. It's just such a special thing to play drums in a circle.
Well, let's get into it. This is Without from Sampha, live for the World Cafe.
Until I hit
Say that you were gonna be okay, 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 okay. Well, I'll say it, say it, say it, say it. Yeah. Oh, won't you say it?
Say, yeah. Oh, won't you say, say, say. See, I don't wanna say you.
got me. See, I don't wanna say that you've got me, that you've got me, that you've got me, that you've got me, 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 got me.
I think that was the first drum circle I've seen in the World Cafe studio. That was Sampha performing live for the World Cafe, a song from his 2013 EP Duel. It's called Without. Sampha has a new album out called Lahai. Thank you so much for this conversation and for this performance. I really, really enjoyed it.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's been really nice.
I'm Raina Duris, back in a moment with more World Cafe.
Across America, history is often recorded on small markers. You've probably seen them on the sides of roads, in front of buildings, in the middle of nowhere. NPR's Laura Sullivan spent a year investigating thousands of markers and found a distorted version of America's history, but also curiosities, humor, and joy. Listen to the new episode of The Sunday Story on the Up First podcast from NPR.
There are a lot of issues on voters' minds right now. Six big ones could help decide the election. Guns, reproductive rights, immigration, the economy, healthcare, and the wars overseas. On the Consider This podcast from NPR, we will unpack the debates on these issues and what's at stake. You can listen to NPR's Consider This wherever you get your podcasts.
Taylor Swift has dropped a new album. She is the biggest pop star in the world, and everything she does makes news.
I gasped. I was like, oh my God, I've been there, and you can identify with it.
For a breakdown of Taylor Swift and her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, listen to the Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast from NPR.